Live from Owings Mills, another Purple Report by WNST correspondent Luke Jones.
John Harbaugh met with the media as the Ravens count down to the regular season finale against Pittsburgh.
All right, great to see everybody. Appreciate everybody coming out. Good practice, great work, great spirits. Excited about the challenge in front of us, which is playing the Pittsburgh Steelers at our stadium. Always a great challenge. A couple of announcements. The quarterback for this game will be Tyler. The backup will be Josh. That's the way we'll be going with it. Beyond that, there's really not too much to talk about. The only real injury announcement that I know of for sure is Darrell Worley will be out of the game with his injuries. After that, it's going to be day-to-day with guys. Closer to the game, we'll know who can play. Really not ruling anybody else out of the game until we see what our injury situation is. Okay. What questions? He will be.
Coach, Mason Rudolph sort of gave their offense a little bit. It's been a couple of years since you've seen him. What are you seeing from him now?
Yeah, I would say that. I mean, he has given him a jolt. You know, he's playing really well. He's standing in there. He's making throws. He's delivering the ball down the field, outside, inside, moving around the pocket well. Obviously, the numbers are way up in the game since he's been in there. So, yeah, he's made a difference for him.
John, you waited till today to make the final announcement on Lamar. What sort of nailed it down for you?
I just think you just kind of consider all things. There's really not any one thing that goes into it. Just all things considered, it seemed to be the right thing to do. And you have conversations with Lamar and others and make the decision.
I like, John, that Lamar improved particularly in any one area this year. What seems out about the way he performed this year?
Right. You know, that's a question we get asked a lot, to try to pick one thing out. And it's really hard to do that. Because I just feel like there wasn't any one thing, that kind of needed to be better. It's like really most players at that level, you're talking about the best of the best. It's really the ability to improve across the board, and the collective difference it makes from one year to the next. And to me, with Lamar, it's just kind of a natural progression. I mean, he's always been a great player since he got here. But his ability to improve across the board, I think his ability over the course of the season to assimilate the offense that we're in now. A lot of things are very similar to what we've done in the past, but a lot of things aren't, operating at the line of scrimmage and making certain decisions that showed up even in this last game are a big part of it too. He's throwing the ball well. He's moving in the pocket. He's seeing the field. He's protecting the ball. All the run game checks that he makes. I mean, there's a lot of things. Well, that's probably one thing I would say is probably, he's always kind of had a single-minded focus, but I don't think I've ever seen it quite like this. He's been that way since the off season when we talked, since he came to OTAs, since training camp, one day at a time, locked in. That's kind of how he's approached it, and I think it's been reflected in how he's practiced and how he's played.
John, what did you think of the Rose Bowl and how exciting has it been for your family, just the success your team and Jim's team are both having?
Yeah. It's been amazing. I mean, I just couldn't be happier. It was a nail-biter, obviously, playing Alabama and Nick Saban and the players that they have. It was really amazing when that stop got made at the end of the 5-yard line. So I was just thrilled for the Michigan team, thrilled for Jim, thrilled for Jesse, thrilled for Sharon, thrilled for everybody there, J.J., Blake Corm, St. Francis guy. St. Francis guy made the play at the end there to stop the quarterback from scoring. So we got a lot of St. Francis Academy guys there. Just couldn't have been more pleased. I was really happy for my mom and dad. That interview that they had, they were talking about switching seats, I mean, that is so classic of them, Actually thinking it probably did make the difference. And my mom, I mean, the guy doing the announcing, you guys will appreciate this, but my dad, he's fun, but he's a little bit polished. He's been interviewed before. My mom, you put a microphone in front of her face or you hang out with her for a couple minutes, you don't even have to ask her what she thinks. She's got to tell you what she thinks, I think he figured that out pretty quick, so it was fun to watch.
John, are you going to have to watch the final game here, or are you going to go to
that
game?
I'm going to go to the game. Take Ingrid, and, we're going to enjoy that. Thanks.
Was your parents have that type of reaction to a game like yours in the past?
Yeah. They're pretty excited. My dad always, he's either here. He always says who's got it better than us. I mean, that's a given. We say that to the team a lot. Our guys know the answer. We even have the T-shirt. But, yeah. My dad always says, every time we win, he always basically says, that's your best win yet. You know, so they keep coming. Yeah, I mean, you know, we're gonna, you know, he'll be up for the game. He'll be active, and he'll be a quarterback in the rotation. He'll be our third quarterback, but he'll also be able to play some other positions for us. He'll be able to play a little bit on special teams, whatever we decide he can do. I mean, he's a little new to that. He'll be playing wide receiver, which he's been practicing here and there, and so he'll be a factor.
Yeah. Think back to that point and where you are now in the regular season he's been able to have. What comes to your mind about how happy you are from the transition from, say, March to now?
Yeah, happy, very happy. Couldn't be any happier. You know, I mean, this is the outcome that I hoped for and prayed for. You know, and to see it come about this way, not surprising. You know, I think you never know, but I think my thought was that it was gonna happen, that he was gonna be a Raven, just because I felt like he wanted to be a Raven, but also because I was on the outside of it, kind of watching a little bit, not being directly involved. I just felt, my feeling was Lamar wanted to be here, and Eric and Steve wanted Lamar here, you know, and that being the case, it was gonna work out one way or another somehow, and so I just was patient, you know, in my mind that when we start practicing, Lamar will be out there. But beyond that, I think what I'm really excited about through all of that is just Lamar's character, his competitiveness, his desire to be great, to your point, to be the best. You know, that has never been in question, but I think it's shown very true throughout the whole process.
John, you talked on Monday about how it's a two-stage process, but you're preparing for the Steelers, but you're preparing for the playoffs too. Do you have it all mapped out at this point? I mean, do you sort of know every day between now and the playoffs?
Right. Yeah. The only question is what day we're going to play. You know, I was a little bit, I'll be honest with you, a little surprised that we played on Saturday on this one. But, you know, it's fine. You just adapt. So it's mapped out, and then we'll see which day we play. So there's a couple maps.
John, from an opponent's perspective in this finale, Pittsburgh, obviously, I mean, it's a rival. Do you like it in the fact that, I mean, obviously you guys are number one seeding draft up, but they're playing for something and you guys have you can keep them out of the playoffs, I guess. I mean, do you like that scenario in this final game?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think we have to be, there's no lack of motivation for sure. Just because it's, first of all, it's an NFL game, you know, and the guys playing in the game are going to be giving it all they've got. You have to. And the guys playing the game want to win each play, and they want to win the game. They're going to play their very best. They're going to play as hard as they possibly can. The other part of it, you know, is we're playing a division rival. So you know what goes with that. You know, they know us. We know them. And we know what it's going to take to win a game like this, you know. So and then it's Pittsburgh. So all those things factor in.
John, how creative, maybe this is more Eric's department, but I'm sure you have
Yeah, I mean it's like a puzzle, except the puzzle pieces are constantly morphing into different shapes, you know, day by day. So by Saturday, I'm sure it'll all fit together.
John, the past few weeks, Zay hasn't practiced, but then has had great in-game performances. What has it been like to kind of manage a rookie who hasn't had an NFL season before, and just like making sure he keeps momentum and keeps getting experience?
Right, big challenge. I mean, big challenge. You know, Zay's been dealing with that issue and hadn't been able to practice, but still played well. But that's not something that you want to have to happen too much. I mean, he needs to practice. So hopefully he'll be able to get out there and practice tomorrow, you know, and Friday. That's our hope.
John, you talked a little about 2019, but when you're planning out these next couple of weeks, is there anything you plan to do differently maybe to kind of
hedge against the rust factor and guys not getting live
drops? Yeah, I mean, you know, I don't know. We put up 500 yards in that game. You know, we just didn't score touchdowns. I mean, that's really the bottom line. And by the end of the game, our defense, you know, got a little worn out against a really good running team. So, you know, it's kind of a narrative. We didn't win the game. We didn't score enough points, but it wasn't like we weren't moving the ball. We just didn't execute in the red zone very well. So, you know, that was just a football game. I think we had really good practices and went back and kind of looked through that and notes and things like that. We practiced great. Guys had good spirits. I think we had a good game plan. We just didn't get the job done in certain plays, you know. So that's how football goes. So not really. I think more it's – I guess the long-winded point here is that you just look at where you're at with your team at this time and make the decisions that are best as you see it.
All right. Thanks, Coach.
Thanks.